Although NASA's Don Pettit has been back from his last mission aboard the ISS for over a year, his blog, Letters to Earth, remains one of the most fascinating and profound windows into the creative and emotional life of an astronaut. While in space, he penned and published Poetry, An Astronaut's Guide to Space Etiquette, and the aforementioned series, Diary of a Space Zucchini, which detailed life on the ISS from the unusual perspective of a self-conscious vegetable. We at Word of Mouth loved the latter so much, we decided it would make for some compelling radio. So, without further ado, may we present Diary of a Space Zucchini, adapted from Don Pettit's blog, Letters to Earth, and starring NHPR Sean Hurley as the courageous squash and narrator himself.
January 5th, 2012. I sprouted, thrust into this world without anyone consulting me. I am not one of the beautiful ones. I am the kind that makes little boys gag at the dinner table. I am utilitarian, hardy, vegetative matter that can survive under harsh conditions. I am zucchini, and I am in space. January 14. My gardener fusses with me several times a day. He checks that I have water, light, and with a hypodermic syringe, injects a tea-like concoction into the Ziploc bag which houses my roots. It's not very tasty, but I won't complain. On expeditions into the frontier, the food is often this way. February 3rd. I have learned that my gardener has a gardener too. Only his gardener does not water him, but speaks to him from a panel on the wall. His gardener must be very important. Everything stops whenever he calls.
3 minutes, LOS. All systems are go. Over.
Roger, thank you, Houston Apollo. March 10th. Sunflower's leaves are covered with brown spots. Both he and I are not feeling well. Broccoli seems to be doing okay. My gardener says it is something in the tea. March 11th. Broccoli is not doing well. His leaves are turning yellow. We are dying from some space malady. Gardener is frantically working to save us. I have heard that there is nothing to fear about the great compost. My only regret is that I will not be here on the frontier to help in this mission. March 23rd. We are recovering, growing greener every day. Our water diet was replaced with a new tea, one that is not salty. I have new leaves. I am no longer naked to the cosmos. June 12th. A great sadness has taken us all. Sunflower's sprout has died. He became weak, and his cotyledons could not emerge from the hull. We returned Sprout to the compost from whence he came. I guess we were all made of recyclable materials. July 1st. Today, Gardner and his crew will depart in their seed pod. The replacement crew is ready to carry on in their place. He is wearing his spacesuit undergarments. Not too stylish, but functional. He gave all of us an extra long smell. He said that what will be is for the best. Gardner had tears in his eyes. He reached up and turned out the light. In the frontier, you should not be afraid of the dark.
That was NHPR's Sean Hurley reading from Diary of a Space Zucchini by astronaut Don Pettit, excerpted and adapted for radio by Word of Mouth. We have links to Pettit's blog, Letters to Earth, at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, we'll hear about a bamboo bicycle designed to put a down-and-out Alabama town back to work. That story's coming up when Word of Mouth continues.